This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello, and how are you on this lovely Thursday, June the 5th of 2025, day 156 of the year, and only 209 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, doing all the stuff that we get to do across the multiverse. No doubt about that, as we are talking, no doubt. So how are you? How's it been? I know, yes, Vanishing Act, not here yesterday, I understand. Some things going on inside of the multiverse ended up having to do a quick trip to Canada and come back. But hey, we're here now. That's the important part. That's the important part is you and I get to hang out together. So how have you been? I would say normally how's the last 24 been, but in this case it'd be how has the last 48 been? So hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. So our show that we do right here consists of talking about safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of how it goes. So we talk about what's going on inside of the world of everything that's going on. And then we give you some information from our friends from Feature Story News. We talk about some main news stories and then we give it back to you in a small, great little package where we discuss everything that's going on with a main story. And that's just kind of how our world goes in regards of all of the information. So if you're good with that, then we'll proceed talking. If you want to interact with the show, go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And that'll get everything moving and grooving for you. Once you get there, they'll give you some options for audio, video, and text messaging. That's kind of the options. So there you go. Anyways, I want to bring this up right away because I'm not 100% sure anymore on what we're doing. No, like seriously. I was having a conversation yesterday with someone and they were telling me on how podcasting has changed and that nowadays if you have a podcast and it doesn't have video, it's like you don't have a podcast. That most listeners nowadays come from YouTube. And I thought that was an interesting approach in regards of what's being said. So do you watch or listen to most of your podcasts now directly on YouTube? because I know YouTube has a podcast feature, especially on YouTube Music. I don't know. I kind of said years ago that it would eventually all go into this, but I never said that it was going to just go away, but whatever. People get strange sometimes when it comes to stuff, or sometimes they just kind of get all excited about one thing over the other and then determine that that's how the world's going to work. I don't know if that's exactly how it happens, but hey, it happens that way from time to time. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, C-Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Notable and noteworthy. A not really AI company goes bust. Harvey Weinstein's fate is now in the jury's hands during the retrial, and Blake Lively request is granted by the judge. We'll talk about that in Showbiz. Also, Snow White heads to Disney Plus. That was quick. And let's see, Megan Sussex. Yeah, Megan Sussex, latest business proclamation makes eyeballs literally roll out of the sockets in the Royals. So, there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt there. Make sense? Okay, cool. With that being said, I have my friends waiting from Feature Story News ready to go. They're wanting to talk to you about what's going on inside of this place, so let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump has signed a travel ban preventing people from 12 countries entering the United States. The list includes Afghanistan, Iran, Haiti, Myanmar, and multiple African nations. Seven other countries, including Venezuela and Cuba, face partial travel restrictions. The new policy goes into effect from Monday, as Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Well, it looks like the protectionist, isolationist, America First policies are back. Donald Trump making it clear tonight that he is closing the borders to multiple countries. And the travel bans that we saw during his first administration are reappearing. So 12 countries in total are banned from sending any citizens here to the United States, including Afghanistan, Myanmar, Iran, and Haiti, while seven countries face partial travel restrictions, including Laos and Venezuela. The White House is saying this is a common sense restriction that they are putting in place. They're saying that they're doing it to protect Americans from dangerous foreign actors.
Aid centres in Gaza are reopening on Thursday after being shut following fatalities at a facility in Rafah. The Israel-endorsed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation closed them, saying it was to carry out improvements. On Tuesday, a number of Palestinians were killed at an aid distribution site when Israeli troops opened fire. The head of the UN World Food Programme, Cindy McCain, says the situation in the enclave is desperate.
We're looking at a generation of children that won't have a chance in life because they haven't had the proper nutrients. And right now we're looking at over 500,000 people within inside Gaza that are catastrophically food insecure.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will have to respond to Kiev's drone attacks on Russian airbases. U.S. President Donald Trump reported the comments from a phone call he held with his Russian counterpart. The Trump administration's ended a policy that requires hospitals to perform emergency abortions if the mother's health is in danger, even in states where the procedure is banned. 19 states have either banned or restricted abortions since Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Tony Waterman reports.
The guidance was put in place by former President Joe Biden just weeks after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. At the time, the administration argued that federal law guaranteeing emergency care for all patients superseded state laws banning abortion. The guidance provided some cover for health care providers, especially in states like Texas, where they face life in prison if found guilty of violating a near total ban on abortion. The White House said the guidance does not reflect the policy of the Trump administration. Abortion rights groups accuse Trump of walking back on promises to not interfere with abortion policy.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, how to resolve the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, as proposed by the former lead humanitarian official at the United Nations. Martin Griffiths says there is a way for the world to mitigate the famine, disease and other consequences of the Israeli military assault on Gaza, but warns that time is running out for any meaningful action to save lives. He speaks here to Foreign Policy magazine.
So the first, as it were, very concrete, but sadly distant solution to the aid issue is to lift the blockade and let the people get back to work. That ain't going to happen unless there is serious leverage on Israel, on its allies, to take action to make this blockade a reputation killer. It's action, not words, that count. And there is a clear agenda for this. You stop arms trade. You look at companies who shouldn't be investing in Israel. There's a whole lot of history on this. It's not, you sanction perhaps key members of the Israeli government. I mean, it's a massive punitive issue. I suspect it's only when you go down that track that you'll see some movement on the blockade.
And of course, there is still no willingness on the part of the US government even to begin wandering down that avenue, although some European leaders, notably the UK and Germany, are talking much tougher about the crisis than before. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump signed a travel ban preventing people from 12 countries entering the US. Aid centres in Gaza are reopening on Thursday after being shut following fatalities at a facility in Rafah. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will have to respond to Kyiv's drone attacks on Russian airbases, and the Trump administration's ended a policy that requires hospitals to perform emergency abortions if the mother's health is in danger. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetyworst.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Radio. Okay, here we go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday, getting to do all the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. So let's start getting into it right away about the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Elon Musk anticipates that SpaceX will earn more than $15 billion in revenue this year as private companies and foreign governments increasingly outsource commercial space services. By comparison, NASA runs about $1.1 billion a year, and they even rely on SpaceX for most of their launches. Last year, the company shattered a record for most launches in a year by any space-faring organization with 134. Mostly satellite deployment this year, the estimated launch amount is 170, mostly with the Falcon rocket system. That's a paced launch that just about every other day. This is according to the New York Post. Based in 2022 pricing, SpaceX could deploy a small 110-pound satellite for about $275,000 or deliver a larger dedicated payload of around 50,000 pounds for a low Earth orbit of $67 million. So, I guess that will kind of make you $15.5 billion right away if you really think about it.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I'm just saying, don't hate the player. Yeah, whatever. Okay, one of the most controversial initiative piloted by Trump's administration is the development of new air traffic control system. Now the Department of Transportation has opened up the bidding process for a company to lead the charge. Next week, contenders will have the opportunity to meet with the DOT and the FAA officials to review the needs of the new system in support of creating the bids to get the job done. They'll also be able to provide insights into how they would approach the project. The new system will overhaul and replace the core infrastructure for radar software, hardware, and telecommunication networks, according to an official statement. This is according to the DOT. Just in case, the U.S. Department of Transportation, if you're wondering. So there you go. Take a listen to this. An artificial intelligence startup that pulled in more than $450 million in investment money, promising to automate the coding and development of apps, has filed for bankruptcy after it was revealed that their AI program was actually an army of 700 coders and engineers in India doing the work manually. Builders.ai pulled the con for 8 years, peaking at a valuation of $1.5 billion, including investments from Microsoft, where investors realized that they were duped last month, that they were able to freeze about $37 million in funds. This is according to Binance. So I don't know. This AI world of ours keeps on getting more and more interesting as we are talking. So I don't know. I don't even know what to think about this anymore, because every time that we turn around, it's more information about new things related to AI. And I have to tell you, the term is being used more, but it's stuff that we've interacted with for quite some time. Regardless of you looking at the Alexa or looking at Siri or looking at any of those weird devices that you have inside of your home, this is something that we've been interacting with for a period of time. Now it's just this angle has developed so much over the last little bit that it gets a little bit crazy, where people are like, oh my God, this is the only way to do anything. So that's where we're at now. Anyways, Vietnam's government has abolished the barbaric two-child policy after facing consecutive years of declining birth rates between 2021 and 2024. The birth rate has fallen 10% from 2.11 children per woman to 1.91 last year. The policy is still left from the communist North of Vietnam laws that has never been as brutally enforced as China's population control rules. Violators face fines of public shaming and enforced to local municipalities. Worth noting, the replacement rate of the population is 2.1 children. The United Nations estimates that the global replacement rate is 2.2, close to the catastrophic global population collapse. In the United States, it's been under 1.8 for the last few years. So there you go. I guess it's the population thing that you have to keep on thinking about, of how that's going to work going forward. Just think about that for a moment.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, take a listen to this. A hungry elephant stopped by a grocery store in Thailand after escaping from a nearby national park this week. The huge animal known as, Plang Biang Lek, let's snatch some snacks from the counter as a park employee attempted to get him out of the store. He eventually did leave with snacks in his trunk. The only damage was left behind, including mud on the floor and on the ceiling. This is according to Fox 26 on the stuff that was going on. I mean, hey, you know, you get an elephant into the store, things can get a little different for you than what you would expect under normal circumstances. No doubt about that. So, could you imagine that? You go into your normal grocery store, let's even go convenience store for a moment, and you see out of the blue that there is an elephant walking around. I mean, I think your day is going to change significantly once that stuff ends up occurring. I'm just saying, I could be absolutely wrong, but what do I know? You know, so there's some stuff there in regards to talking about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we see if there's a video idio here that we could share? Because why would we not want to do that? Let's talk about the hungry raid here. This is coming from Fox 26. Let's take a listen and see what we got.
Into a grocery store. Now, that could really just be the story we call it a day. An actual elephant, for real, walked into a grocery store near a national park in Thailand and took some snacks. Apparently, the elephant is just like us.
What do you mean, just like us? Taking snacks? Crackers,
a sandwich and some bananas as the shopkeepers just looked on. A local ranger told reporters the elephant has been known to enter people's houses in search of food.
Yeah.
This was the first time he'd gone to a grocery store. Elephants in Thailand have been forced to venture out in search of food as farmers push into their habitats for agricultural land.
It sounds rough.
All right, I wouldn't know what to... an elephant walks into a grocery store.
Okay, I guess, you know, it's comedy hour over there. It's comedy hour. So, yeah, there you go. Elephant walks into a store. Yeah, it gets interesting. Okay, so let's talk about this, because some people will care about this, even though it's not really any kind of major news story. But Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson have split. Multiple sources tell people they've been on and off for years, but insiders say that this time it feels final. The famous pair has kept their relationship very private all the way back through 2017, though through the rumors have swirled since 2020 that the couple is actually engaged. Worth noting, before dating Johnson, Martin and Jennifer Lawrence had a year-long fling. Lawrence and Johnson were spotted together last weekend. Okay. Lawrence and Johnson were spotted together last weekend. Okay. So maybe there's something about that. Hold on. Lawrence and Johnson? Okay, so what? So they're exes to the same person and they're spotted together? Isn't Jennifer Lawrence married with two children now? Okay, whatever. You see, this is why I don't talk about this stuff. It gets too weird. Like, what am I supposed to say now? Whoever knows what you're supposed to say after that. So they split up and the exes that were not exes together saw some stuff? I don't know.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, former White House media commissar Karine Jean-Pierre has a book coming out in October, which the publisher says will detail the time between Joe Biden's embarrassing debate is what it says, and his withdrawal from the race, then explain why she's leaving the Democratic Party. KJP has and so far been notably absent from the conversation about the efforts to conceal Biden's mental decline while in office. So we'll take a look and see what happens there. You know how they say around here, controversy creates cash, and if that was not the case, what the hell are we doing around here then? So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, take a listen to this. The latest numbers from Congressional Budget Office report that the One Big Beautiful Bill will add $2.3 trillion to the federal debt over the next decade. Even if tax cuts don't spur economic growth, an average federal deficit of $230 billion a year would mark the smallest annual deficit since 2007, and that doesn't even account for inflation. Coupled with a stream of packages that would pull back even more spending, this will amount to serious, meaningful headway. There are already doubt that Congress will approve a minor $9.8 billion rescission package to end funding to PBS and NPR. If Congress can't cut that, there's no hope for even bigger spending. President Trump is taking incremental approach to reforming the government spending. In 2017, he derailed some information or derailed some things that were going on, not understanding how the corrupt federal government operates and expecting too much, too fast. But now many of those same detractors are whining that he's not doing enough fast enough. So let's see. It's not even 5 months into the second term yet, and the man likes to win. Give him the chance to score big for America. I'm just telling you what it says here. Also, speaking of the BBB, the White House points out that in 2023, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program spent $13 billion in erroneous payments just for pure bureaucratic waste. When Democrats whine about spending cuts in this package, they're whining about the ending fraud, waste, and abuse. It's a pure political theater, and they should not be taken seriously. This is according to the editor of this information here. Speaking of waste, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick appeared before the Senate Appropriations Committee on Wednesday, where Democratic Senator Jack Reed called into questions Howard's practice of reviewing all contracts over $100,000. That seems to be something that is not particularly efficient, Reed said, adding, I think you're wasting your time, frankly. Howard responded that any executive in a private sector that would front load his time reviewing such contracts to get a handle on the organization operationals before delegating it out to the future. People like Reed, who think $100,000 is chump change, is the reason that the country has $36 trillion in debt, according to the editor of this news story. Remember, I just share the information that's provided, not necessarily mean that I agree, disagree, or anything along those lines. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers real quick. The Dow lost about 91 points to close at 42,427 on Wednesday, and the S&P was flat on the day, about 5,970, gained about 61 points to close at 19,460. And West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $63 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.14 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin trading under 105,000. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $223 million jackpot or a $99.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. I'm going to try to get two more in real quick before we get us out into our main story. Follow-up closing arguments for Harvey Weinstein's New York retrial concluded on Wednesday, with the defense arguing that he is being made the scapegoat of the Me Too movement. If this guy wasn't Harvey Weinstein, would we be here? His attorney said, or asked the jury, better saying, to the assistant district attorney, Nicole Blumberg, replied, it's not because of the defendant is Harvey Weinstein, it's because he raped three people. That's what they said. In the case now is in the hands of the jury, so we'll see what happens going forward from there. Also, in another follow-up, a judge ruled that Blake Lively's claims of emotional distress against her It Ends With Us co-star Justin Baldini be withdrawn from the ongoing legal battle. There's also a note in the ruling basically shutting down any chance of Lively changing her mind on the matter. The decision comes after Lively requested the allegation be removed following Baldini's lawyer asked for her medical and mental health records. Well, I mean, that will change stuff when people start asking for that. So there you go. Okay. So with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do during this portion that we call our main story? Or do we call it story of the main? I always get confused.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay. So let's talk about this, because it is time to do so. It is time to take a look around. It is time to look at everything that goes on inside of the industry that we call safety. In essence, I'm not talking about safety culture. I'm talking about safety per se in regards to the stuff that's going on. So I want you to take a moment, and I want you to look, and I want you to think, and I want you to give it some really big thoughts here of the following information. Who or what had the biggest impact on your safety journey? Who or what had the biggest impact on your safety journey? Now, listen, a lot of people that I get to interact with have told me that they had an issue that occurred that made them look at the world differently. That happens. I've had people tell me where they saw or met someone that changed the way that they looked at it. So I don't know which one you qualify under. I don't know if there was an incident like Jill James likes to talk about, the accidental safety pro, is what's the name of her show that reminds people of, hey, most people get into safety by accident. So that's another angle. So as you look at this and you go through it, what do you think of? What comes to mind? What are the things that have happened that you go, oh, yes, this is the world? I'm just asking the question to have a better understanding. So look at this for a moment. And the reason that I'm bringing this up today, what happens when that portion, let's say, for instance, in this case, is an influence? It is a person that influenced you in regards to this, of this stuff that we do. And all of a sudden, your organization is looking at them differently. They're looking at the person, and I'm not saying that it has to be like some well-known speaker or anything, but they're looking at the person and saying, hey, I think we're done. It's time. It's a career. Or something along those lines. Do you look back for a moment and go, were they wrong? Did they get us to a point where now we're at a point of no return? Did they get us to a point that there is no value into what the, where they brought us to? I'm asking these questions because these are things that happen in the workplace. These are things that happen, I'm not going to say on a daily basis, but they're things that happen out there where there is a lot of love, there's a lot of thought behind what people are doing, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they're no longer needed within the organization. They're no longer being admired as they once were. And listen, I understand that things change. I also understand that there's some people that are out there that look at stuff and go flavor of the week. So I don't know. As I bring this up today, when these events occur inside of your workplace, what do you think about? Like, seriously, what do you give consideration to? Because I look at it from the standpoint and say this. If all of a sudden the workplace says that the person is has no value, or all of a sudden they're saying it's time for them to go, what happens? What changes? Is all the work that they did not valuable anymore? Is all the work that they did not worth taking a look at? And that's where I get hung up sometimes when we start talking about systems. As we have discussed before, and I have discussed in the three books that I have put out, I was a behavior-based safety guy that essentially at some point looked at HOP and looked at some of the changes that occurred there. And I don't look back and go, the stuff that I learned from behavior-based safety didn't bring any value anymore, because I still think it did. It got us to where we are. But why do we treat people inside of the organization at times where, okay, I think we're done with what they had to teach? We have evolved. There's no value. I don't think that's the case. I think we need to always look at it. There was always value added from the stuff that was being shared before our time. So I don't know. When you see these things going on in your organization, what do you think? What comes to mind when you see these things? Does it change? Do you give up? Or you say, I didn't really care in the first place?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, here we are. Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, hanging out after the music bit. Yeah, this right here is Castles with Simulated Sun. I'm just telling you what it's called, man. Matter of fact, I lied to you. This is Simulated Sun with Castles. I said that backwards. So there you go. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. We would definitely like to thank Simulated Suns for allowing us to play this year on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time, though. Okay, let's get into it. I wonder why my face remains the same, the same, the same. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to play this here to the Simulated Suns for allowing us to do this. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, click on that section and you'll see information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. Let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Good news for coffee lovers. Your daily brew might be doing more than just waking you up. A new long-term study suggests that women who drink 1 to 3 coffees of caffeinated coffee daily in midlife have a higher chance of aging healthy. It means that reaching their 70s, free of major chronic diseases, and with good physical, mental, and cognitive health. Interestingly enough, this benefit was specific to caffeinated coffee. Coffee, decaf, tea, sodas didn't show the same effect. So while coffee isn't a magic bullet, it could be a helpful part of a healthier lifestyle. Finally, a health study that doesn't attack my joy. There you go. Not Michelle Joy. Anyways, drinking your sugar may be worse than eating it.
A new study says that from Brigham Young University found that a sugary drink like soda, fruit juice, and energy drinks are more strongly linked to type 2 diabetes than sugary foods. In fact, just one 12-ounce soft drink a day was tied to 25% higher risk. Even 100% fruit juice wasn't off the hook either, showing a smaller but still real risk. Interestingly, though, sugar from food didn't have the same effect. And that might even be linked to a lower risk. The takeaway here is skip the sweet drinks, even if they're healthy ones, and then chew some sugar instead. So sugar in cake is safer than sugar in Coke. Finally, a science on my side, I guess, is one way to put it. What do you think about this? Because then here becomes the question. If I have ice cream, is it okay? But if I have a milkshake, it's not okay? Do you see how crazy that sounds?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Anyways, let's do something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Colby. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The time is always right to do what is right." I love this quote. It's so accurate. Now, I got to tell you, my wife and a friend of ours made fun of me for saying something kind of similar. We were having a conversation about doing the right thing, and then I said, "Always do the right thing. It's the right thing to do." And then they laughed at me for a minute straight. I chuckled a little because it does sound pretty simple. But look at this quote from one of the most quotable people on the planet. I think our quotes are actually pretty similar. Now, his, of course, is maybe a little more profound, but I think they're both from kind of the same point of view, at least. Maybe I'm just biased.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. As you look back over your spiritual journey, it is probably the hard times you remember most clearly. At least that's how it is for me. No one in their right mind seeks for hard times, but having experienced them, we recognize their value and cherish their benefits. It is in the hard times that the Lord reveals himself in truly life-changing ways. Howbeit, his presence is seldom easy to discern, except in retrospect. 2 Corinthians 1 says, "But this happened, that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God." Lord Jesus, be with us in the midst of the storm. Reveal yourself to us, no matter how dark the night. And in our weakness, may we find your perfect strength. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Ukrainian officials report a new attack on the Kerch Bridge, a key supply route linking Russia to Crimea.
The bridge has been placed under emergency inspection, though no civilian casualties were reported. This incident follows a recent Ukrainian drone strike that damaged over 40 Russian warplanes. Meanwhile, Russian rocket attacks on the city of Sumy have killed at least 4 people and injured 25 others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the assaults, calling for increased international pressure on Moscow. Benjamin Wright reporting.
South Koreans are voting to elect a new president following the impeachment of Yoon Suk-yeol over martial law allegations. Joseph Eckerson reports.
Yoon's removal from office stemmed from accusations of constitutional violations during a national security crisis. The election outcome is expected to shift South Korea's political landscape, potentially impacting relations with neighboring countries. Voter turnout is reportedly high, reflecting public interest in the nation's future direction.
A fire broke out at a major oil facility facility deep inside Russia amid ongoing drone exchanges with Ukraine. Russian emergency services reported that the blaze was extinguished after 7 hours.
The incident underscores the escalating tensions between the two nations, with both sides engaging in frequent aerial attacks. Ukrainian officials have not commented on the fire, while Russian authorities are investigating the cause. No casualties have been reported, but the facility sustained significant damage. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires is affecting air quality across several U.S. states, including Minnesota and Wisconsin. Authorities have issued health advisories, urging residents to limit outdoor activities.
The National Weather Service reports that wind patterns are carrying the smoke southward, exacerbating respiratory issues for vulnerable populations. Air quality indices in affected areas have reached unhealthy levels. Officials recommend using air purifiers and wearing masks when outdoors. Liam White reporting.
Meta has entered a 20-year agreement with Constellation Energy to secure nuclear power for its data centers. The deal aims to support the company's growing artificial intelligence operations.
The Clinton Clean Energy Center in Illinois will provide the necessary power, expanding its output by 30 megawatts. This move aligns with a broader trend among tech companies seeking sustainable energy sources. The agreement is expected to preserve 1,100 jobs and generate $13.5 million in annual tax revenue. Kyle Norris reporting.
Sean Diddy Combs is currently on trial facing charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. A hotel security guard testified that Combs paid $100,000 for a video related to the case.
The trial has garnered widespread attention due to Combs' celebrity status. Prosecutors allege that he operated a criminal enterprise involving multiple victims. Combs has denied all allegations, and the trial is expected to continue for several weeks. Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Whoa, they gave a flying, you know. There you go. Anyways, currently 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about this real quick. Back on this date in 1977, one of the first personal computers built by Apple goes on sale. The Apple II displayed 24 lines and 40 columns of uppercase-only characters. It cost $1,298 and boasted 4 kilobytes of RAM. Today, a low-end Apple laptop has more than 500,000 times that much memory. That happened back on this date in 1977. Let's talk about some birthdays going on today. Pete Wentz turns 46. Nick Kroll turns 47. Joe Gatto turns 49. Mark Wahlberg turns 54. Brian McKnight turns 56. Ron Livingston, 58. Rick Riordano turns 61. Jeff Garland, 63. Kenny G turns 69. Michael McBrain, 71. And Robert Kraft turns 84 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's World Environment Day and National Gingerbread Day. I guess that's some things to celebrate if you're looking forward to doing that. Okay, so there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, well, not a question for the water cooler. Well, I mean, I can give you the question for the water cooler. Try this one. 3 out of 10 men have this in common right now. What is it? They have holes in their underwear. Ah, well, what if they go commando? Okay, so there you go. If you need a random joke for today, try this. Anyone who says their wedding day was the best day of their life has obviously never had 2 candy bars fall down at once from the vending machine. That could be the best day. I don't know. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What improved your life so much that you wish you did it sooner? So there you go. Some stuff always going on inside of the world of the multiverse as we are talking. No doubt about that. Anyways, that's going to end our time together. Before I forget, because I need to share this with you, the books are available now if you're interested in looking. All of them. Safety, in my opinion. Safety, Mutation, and Safety Transmission. All available together if you want it in one giant format. We're calling it the Signal Trilogy Transmission Trilogy, really what it boils down to. So there you go. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's perfectly fine, because I'll be on RadioBig.fm. If you want to stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, you can do that as well. He'll be talking about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, if I could do or leave you with something thoughtful for today. We'd love to leave you with this. Courage is fire and bullying is smoke. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.